low cost. Even if you just refinanced into a 30-year fix last year, why not consider locking into a 20-year loan? Taking 8 years off your loan could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Fixed rates as low as 3.75% won't last forever. Don't wait. American Capital is a direct lender, and their mortgage planners are standing by to help. Finding the right home loan starts with finding people you trust. Call American Capital at 800-277-3600. That's 800-277-3600.
Rates and terms subject to change daily. 10-year fixed APR of 3.87%. American Capital Corporation is licensed with the California Department of Real Estate. Number 01174694.
This is the intersection of faith and reason.
Catch Discover the Word with Haddon Robinson. Weekday afternoons at 1:30.
99.5.
KKLA.
99.5 KKLA FM. Los Angeles, Orange County, and worldwide at KKLA.com. Celebrating 25 years of ministry.
This is Johnny Erickson Tata from Johnny and Friends. And every evening after work, you can always catch me listening to KKLA as I drive down the 101. Congratulations, KKLA, on your 25 years of ministry.
Thank you, Johnny. And the Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, right here on 99.5 KKLA, the intersection of faith and reason.
This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? 'Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned in to the Sue Freeze Show. People ask me all the time, what is your show about? And I say it's not about termites. It's not about bugs. It's about seeking passion, purpose, and connection. Positive and negative things happen to us, and we have a choice whether to react or respond. Our decision will create our perspective in life and what we make of our life lessons. Wisdom comes from being honest to ourselves and others, listening to and applying the things that we and others have been through. Take a chance. Share your life experiences to help change or mold a person's life. Plant a seed, dare to believe, and make a difference to live your life on purpose for a purpose. Today I have a special guest, but I want to do something a little different this time because I really want to hear your story too. So I'm going to give you the phone number up front right here, right now, so get your pen ready. Phone number is 888-995-5552. Again, 888-995-5552. So if you're listening and you hear something, we'd like to hear if there's something you want to talk about, if there's something you want to add to our story, because you know what? Your life does matter, and you might be holding back and keeping things to yourself, and somebody else might be able to, you know, relate to what you're saying, or they might be able to get a seed or something that's going to help them break through whatever it is they're suffering or frustrated with. So please don't hold back. Share your life with us, okay? So today I have a special guest. Her name is Desiree Ayers. She's co-pastor of In His Presence Church that has over 2,700 in their congregation. She wrote a book, and it's entitled God Hunger, Breaking Addictions. And for 10 years, Desiree struggled with anorexia, bulimia, and compulsive binge eating. Since successfully overcoming those challenges, Desiree has become an expert in her field at showing others how to overcome addictions. You know, I think that there are so many addictions and so many people that are having trouble that we don't even know. That could be someone next door. It could be somebody that we work with. And we might not even know that they have an addiction. It's so prevalent now. With 20-plus years of victory, she compels people to focus their attention on the solution to their problem and not the problem itself. Her message is designed to encourage the hurting and broken. Desiree Ayers grew up in Hollywood, where her family's profession was stunt work. A highly motivated person by nature, she rose to become one of Hollywood's top stunt women, with credits for shows such as Dukes of Hazzard, boy, I remember that show, Remington Steele, and The Fall Guy, among others. Desiree has made guest appearances on The Phil Donahue Show, The Joni Show, Johnny Show, Sid Roth, and Geraldo. She has had a weekly radio show in Los Angeles and has been featured on WBPI TV 49, as well as Daystar TV. Welcome.
Hi, Sue. Yeah, another exciting thing, too, is we just went on the air on the Church Channel.
Really?
And we just did that in the last 2 weeks, so that's Wednesday night at 6 o'clock that we're on the Church Channel.
You know, you're a really busy girl.
Well, you know, I love serving the Lord. I just have, I think, supernatural energy from spending time with Him and being busy about my Father's business, and that's populating heaven and plundering hell.
And that's an awesome thing. And that takes all our might. You know, we have to be ready and guarded and shielded all the time.
Yes.
Yes. If you're tuning in right now, you're listening to The Sue Free Show, and the phone number again is 888-995-5552. I'm really pushing the phone number because I really want my listeners to call in and talk to us. I hope you don't mind that.
That would be wonderful. Looking forward to talking to people.
Yeah, me too. So let's start with what do you think caused your eating disorder?
Well, it's interesting. Eating disorders affect 5 to 10 million American adolescent girls and women and approximately 1 million American boys and men. So wow. Worldwide, this affects about 70 million people. And the most common behavior that leads to an eating disorder is dieting. But I think I was very consumed with my family being in the industry, and my mom had struggled with her weight, and it was such an issue to my dad and to my brother, and self-image is just so prevalent in magazines, and as a young girl, just not wanting to have any extra weight, and if somebody said anything about me being fat, it just horrified me. I know there is one study that was done where the girls would rather be run over by a car than be fat. I mean, it's ridiculous, mm-hmm. some of these studies, but I think so many women battle with their self-image, and I just think it's crucial that we deal and talk about the subject because Jesus Christ wants us set free.
And free indeed. And we have to be honest about where we are in that situation. And that's almost the hardest thing of all, is to look at our situation and be honest with ourselves that maybe we do have a problem.
I think so, because I think I went years, like from the age, I think I started battling with going on diets by the time I was 10, got into anorexia and bulimia in the 19, 20, 21, 22, and I really did not even know there is a name for what it was. And the first step for me getting set free was finally telling somebody that could actually pray for me. And I think this is so crucial. I think when we hide things, when we bottle them up, we're trying to keep things hidden. I don't think there's a place for God to move. But the moment we can tell somebody that knows how to pray, that knows how to help us, and we bring it to the light, we can be set free.
And that's so true. So many other of my shows I've said that isolation is the devil's place. It's like he wants to keep us isolated so we don't get the help we need. And if we're honest, you know, we have to be honest with ourselves and then honest with others. Telling somebody is crucial, but, you know, we need to feel a safe place, don't we, to do that?
Yep. The word says to confess your faults to one another and pray for one another so you can be healed. But I think it's finding the right person that really has an ability to pray the word of God and a heart to help you.
And sometimes discerning who that person might be a difficult thing, right?
Yes, I was married for quite a few months, at least 6 months, before I felt safe enough to tell my husband what was going on. And he was the one that prayed for me. And it was very interesting because after the prayer, we lived in Manhattan Beach. I went to a church in Hermosa Beach that I'd never been to. And I'm sitting there. I just had a desire to go there the next day. And a girl that's 5'7", my height, blonde, look kind of like me, gets up there. The pastor has her share her testimony, how God set her free and healed her from anorexia, bulimia, and compulsive eating. And she started to share her obsession with working out, everything that was going on. And as soon as she said, "Jesus Christ healed me," I just broke into tears, because we know in the Word He's not a respecter of persons. And that means if she could be set free, there was hope for me to be set free too. And this is why it's so important that we're sharing our testimonies with other people and letting people know what it is that God did for us, mm-hmm. to encourage other people that there's hope for them too.
Isn't that an amazing story, just what you said? It's like I always get like chills on my arms, you know, when I hear of something where, you know, here the night before, your husband prays for you, and then you feel this desire to go to this church. And then, you know, it's like there is no such thing as coincidence. It's when God decides to stay anonymous, because that was totally God.
Yes.
That divine, prompted you.
Divine setup.
Isn't that amazing? Yes. And then you allowed the Holy Spirit inside of you, and that's what caused you to cry and vulnerable. You have to get vulnerable to where the healing can occur. So
absolutely.
Did working as a stuntwoman, did that add pressure to you having to be a certain weight?
Yeah, absolutely. It was pretty funny, because I was really thin when I was in high school. And then when I went to college, it was back east. And I just ate and ate and ate. And I probably put on 30 pounds. I couldn't fit into any of my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I had done one commercial before I put on the weight. And then I thought, what am I doing here in college, you know? I could go back to Hollywood, be making a ton of money. My dad was a stuntman for Batman. My brother's a stuntman. I just thought, let me go talk to him about working in the business. And when I talked to my dad about it, he started laughing. He just said, "Desiree, look at you. Who are you going to double? The actresses are so thin. There's nobody for you to double." And that's when I just became obsessed with running marathons, working out, training, throwing up my food, anything to get that weight off. And I did get it off, and I did land the part on doubling Catherine Bach on Dukes of Hazzard and several other TV shows, and was very thin, but I was thin and not healthy because of what I was doing to my body.
Right. You know, I can relate to the thin part, because when I was growing up, people used to make fun of me because I was so skinny. And in fact, my mom took me to the doctors to say, you know, I don't mind her being thin, but she, you know, is getting ridiculed. You know, kids can be so cruel. And, you know, they used to say, you know, don't turn sideways, we can't see you. Or if a wind came up, they say, you better hold onto a tree because you're going to blow away. And the doctor at that time said, you know, she will fill out. You know, you'll be thankful that I'm not giving you anything to make you gain weight, because it will happen, and mm-hmm. it has happened. So mm-hmm. I didn't have that issue. And my next question to you is how did your parents, you know, deal with? And you just told me how your father dealt with, but how about your mom?
Well,
did she know?
She didn't know what was going on, and I don't think she ever knew till years later, because I had moved out by the time I was 17. And so when I was going through all this, I was living in Manhattan Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And so she really was not aware of the issues that I was dealing with. And again, it wasn't until I had confessed what was going on, the next step, hearing a testimony, and then diving after that, it's not like I was just set free and I never battled. I had a 6 months battle of having to pour myself into the Word of God and really hear what He had to say. And I would come across scriptures such as John 6:35, where He says, "I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." So I started to get revelation from the Word of God that there's a substance, there's a food, there's a spiritual food that can fill you up that was not being filled in the natural. And when you eat of God's food and you're so filled up with His presence, I didn't feel that urge to go and stuff myself or that urge to starve myself. But it was a 6 month battle of reading the Word, praying in the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says if you build yourself up on your most holy faith by praying in the Spirit, you'll walk in the Spirit and not the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of learned these keys. I talk about it in my book, God Hunger, but those are the two biggest tools or keys that I learned, that when I was feeling that compulsion come on me, that I could run to God first. And every time he was faithful to satisfy me, to fill me, where I didn't have the urge to run to cookies, but I could be in his presence and then make wise choices and eat a piece of fruit instead.
So this addiction started when you were how old, and it went until you were 6 months into your marriage, right? Is that what I got?
Yeah, probably went from about the time, you know, it started with dieting, which is real typical. I was probably 10 years old, and then I was 25 when I was married, so by the time I was 26, halfway into the marriage, 6 months, I was completely set free and delivered and had zero battle with it whatsoever. And then it was kind of interesting because I had this 20 years of just ministering on this subject. Let's see, at least probably 25 years of just complete freedom, never a battle, never anything. And then when I wrote the book and I started traveling, I went back east and I started to put on some weight. And I could feel that thing come back on me where it was like a fight again. Because I think the battle starts in the thought realm, and it's defeated there. And so I thought, wow, this little thing is coming back 20 years later to try to harass me.
Hmm.
But I was able to catch it in the thought realm and nail it. And I think that's one of the things that, as the body of Christ, as Christians, we need to learn that sometimes we can get set free of something, and Jesus Christ heals us and he strengthens us. But we can really give no place to the devil, because to me the freedom was being set free in my mind, where I'm no longer thinking about myself, what I look like, my weight. I was consumed with Jesus. And I think if we don't stay in that place where we're about our Father's business, where we're consumed with him, and that we open a door where we could fall back into past patterns. And some people have said to me that have had eating disorders, you know, they've heard they're going to have to battle it their whole life. Well, I don't believe that's true, because I know I went over 20 years without it ever being a battle. But when it came back, I nipped it. I just went back to what I learned. You know, okay, Desiree, you're getting consumed with your weight, what you look like. Stop it. Get back in his word. Get back in prayer. Make some wise, healthy decisions. Work out, exercise, eat correctly, and just refuse to get back into that vicious cycle of being consumed with myself.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
It makes a lot of sense. And I have something to ask you right now.
Okay.
You know, the scriptures are so powerful. His word is so powerful. And you have repeatedly said that you stay close to those words and you repeat those words. And I'm sure you audibly say them out loud so that your own thinking, your own brain hears them. That's what I do. Do you have a list of the scriptures that you have used to read over to help you fight this?
Yes, I do. And it was interesting, is when I felt this attack come back, I picked up my own book and I just turned to page 38 and started reading. I'm a new creature. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I am blessed. I'm the head and not the tail. And, you know, it just goes on and on with the word to speak life, because there is that battle that goes on in your head, and we defeat any attack by speaking the word. It's such a powerful gift and a weapon that we've been given to be able to speak words of life and conquer every attack of the enemy. It's an amazing gift. So I do have pages listed where it says, by his stripes I'm healed. I am being changed into his image. I'm the beloved of God. I am one in Christ. I have the mind of Christ. But just speaking those words of life over yourself.
And you speak them, and your mind hears your voice. Your spirit hears your voice better than hearing somebody else say them. And there's truth in that. I mean, because I've experienced that. And I have to speak the words, and my head, my thought process, hears my words better. They're God's words, but I'm saying them. Here's my voice. Here's my voice.
And I think it's important that you hear yourself say it.
Yes.
I think you believe yourself more than you believe anybody else.
Correct.
That's why
correct.
It's important that we are speaking the word of God.
So those of you that have just tuned in, this is the Sue Free Show. The phone number is 888-995-5552. Again, 888-995-5552. We're talking to Desiree Ayers, And when we talk about eating disorders, there's the disorder of, you know, being thin, but there's also the disorder of eating too much or eating the wrong foods or eating late at night or not getting enough exercise. Because you were talking about that too, is, you know, instead of eating a candy bar, eat a carrot, you know, those types of things.
Well, probably a banana or a piece of fruit instead of a candy bar. I don't know if a carrot's going to do it, but I do think when you're craving that sweet. But, yeah, I wrote a whole chapter in the God Hunger book about exercise and nutrition. And to me, the whole key is feed yourself. Just look at it so simply, like, what food did God make? He made the fruits, the vegetables, the whole grains, the nuts. The more pure the food you can eat, if you're filling yourself with all the good stuff, your body's feeling good, it's getting its nutrients, it's not going to be craving the junky food. And just like you can renew your mind, you can renew your taste buds into eating healthy.
That's correct. And also another helpful hint for me is that if you in a grocery store only walk around the outside and don't go down the middle aisles,
yeah,
you will save a lot in calories and sodiums.
Yes, absolutely. Stay over where the fruits and veggies are. Yes.
Right, and we need protein too.
Aisles. That's a lot of wisdom.
It is, it is. And I try to do that. I've got a new thing. I never used to eat potato chips, and I have to tell you, I've just got this craving now, and I know it's salt. But anyway, that's another story. So you got healed by reading. Oh, I wanted to ask you a favor. I want to ask you, and you're on the spot right now, is there any way that that page of scriptures can be put up on my blog with your, you know, that they're from your book, which will bring people to the blog and bring people to know that they can get that, but they also can get your book? Is that possible?
I have an amazing assistant, Brandy, that's so good. I'll have her do that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, she can send that to you and get it to you, and
right,
we will get that up on your blog.
That would be great, because then people can go to my blog, which is blog.suefreeze.com, and you can hear the archives of shows that have been done, so you will be on there. And those listening, you can get on there anytime, and you can listen to other shows that we've done. And if there is any helpful hints or you know, hope when you're feeling hopeless on these shows, then we want you to be able to have access to them.
That sounds wonderful.
So thank you for letting us do that. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So much. So do you believe, I already know the answer to this, but do you believe every addiction can be healed?
I know. I've seen it. It's interesting. For the last 25 years, I've done everything from travel and minister on this subject to hold support groups. And the first group I held, it was going to be 6 weeks, one each week, and it was just going to be for eating disorders. And then the pastor had asked me, well, you know, we got people with smoking addictions, we got people with alcoholic addictions, addicted to cocaine, can we open it up? I was like, sure. It's the same word that will set people free of any addiction. I have seen and heard testify of every addiction imaginable broken because of people getting a hold of the revelation of who they are in Christ, the authority they carry, and learning simple things like how to meditate on the Word of God, how to speak the Word of God, how to fight in the Spirit, and how to win. But Jesus Christ has victory for every person over any type of addictive behavior.
So, listeners, what she just said is victory is on the way, and it's through believing and reading the Word, and you can't do it alone. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show and Desiree Ayers on 99.5 KKLA.
What would happen if your computer network went down? It happens every day to businesses large and small. Imagine losing financial records, days of work, or even your entire client database. How damaging would that be? Imagine how different your life would be if you could find out about a computer disaster before it happened. With NSI's free network analysis, you'll get a technical specialist who will not only warn you about any possible threats or system issues, but you'll also get a full inventory of your systems along with a site performance evaluation. And at the conclusion of your analysis, we will sit down with you to explain exactly what we have discovered in terms that make sense. This valuable offer is available for a limited time to all business owners. Wouldn't you like to have peace of mind that your technology is stable and secure? Find out why hundreds of companies like yours choose NSI as their technology partner. Don't rely on luck. Let NSI help. to schedule your free analysis and see how NSI can help your business strengthen its technological base, call 866-671-0089, extension 204. That's 866-671-0089, extension 204. Call today and find out what it's like to have a true technology partner working for your business. Call 866-671-0089, extension 204.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
So we're back with Desiree Ayers from the In His Presence Church, and she wrote a book entitled God Hunger, Breaking Addictions, and we've been having a wonderful conversation. And so I want to go into a story that I already know some about because I did visit your church and you had given this story, and I was just in awe over this story. And it's, why did you stop working as a stunt woman? Are you there?
Uh-oh.
There she is.
Hi. I appreciate you asking me that question. And just as we're closing up on the God Hunger, I did want to tell people, if they are interested in ordering the book, they could go to www.ihpchurch.org to get one. But the last question you asked about why I stopped working as a stunt woman, I had loved my career. It was a very exciting career, and I became on fire for God. And every day that I worked, I led somebody to Christ or got to pray for somebody and see them get filled with the Holy Spirit. And I kind of looked at it like I was God's evangelist that made all this money. And there came a time where I felt like God was calling me into full-time ministry, where he had wanted me to be at certain meetings and sit under certain people to hear what it was they were going to say. But if I had a job, I always took the job over the leading of the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you've ever experienced that in your life.
Yes, I
have.
And
the last job was working on a TV show that I had worked on before, and there was a lot of drug usage on this particular show. And I wasn't that excited about going back, but again, I had that money hook in my jaw, which was just, you know, I'm going to make at least $1,000 if I go back to work and take this job. So I went back, but I had that grieving. I can remember telling people to pray for me that day. And what had happened was my stunt was to be riding in as a passenger in a truck. At a certain point, I was to hit a button that would cause the hood of the vehicle to go up in smoke, and I would dive out. And when I hit that button and dove out, it was not a smoke bomb. It was a 14-pound naphthalene bomb.
Oh, my
goodness. And so I had my face, neck, arms, chest burned in second and third-degree burns.
Ugh.
Now, meanwhile, as a stunt woman, I've been completely set on fire. I've had flames going 6 feet off of my head, but I had all the proper
equipment,
or else I've had fire gel. But there is nothing mentioned. So both the driver and myself were burned. I was completely knocked out. And when I came to, they told me they were sending in a helicopter, and I was being helicoptered into the Sherman Oaks Burn Center. And it was on that ride there, because they'd asked, who do you want us to call? And I said, call my husband. He needs to start praying for me. And they asked for a second number, and I said, call my dad. He needs to pray for me. And then I just started to pray in the Spirit, and people were saying, had talked about me for years later, the girl that chanted on this upset because they didn't understand what praying in the Spirit was.
Right, different language.
But I was just crying out to God because I knew I was in trouble. I could not feel my body. My body was in shock, but I knew it was bad. I really didn't know if I had arms, legs, or what had happened.
Man.
And as they were taking me in the helicopter ride is when I had my heart-to-heart with God, where I just said, God, you know, I've been the type of Christian that, you know, I've loved you, I've led people to the Lord, but it's been, here's my game plan, this is what I want you to do, bless me as I go this direction. And I had just said, God, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry I haven't been completely submitted to your Holy Spirit, because God even wanted to protect me from this. But praise God, all things work together for good for those that love God. But I cried out to him and just said, Lord, I will never do anything for money again. I will never be driven by money. Here's my life. Whatever you want to do, however you want to use it, I'll never do another stunt again. And I was walking away from a career where I could make $500,000 if I had stayed in it per year. And I had walked for that day I made that decision, I will not live a life where money's pulling me around. And when we got to the hospital, my dad comes in, he takes one look at me and just had broken into tears. And then my husband comes in and he's just crying when he sees me because it had taken off my upper lip. And we just made a decision that the Bible says in Proverbs 4:20-22, the word of God is health and healing to all your flesh. Now, that's the word, and we stood on the word. So we had the word of God going. This is back in the days of tape players. And so we had it on the tape going nonstop. And my husband and dad had really guarded who came into my hospital room. Because it's so important when you're believing God for a miracle that you are hearing the word, that you're not hearing doubt and unbelief. And the nurses, that even one time she had was very upset with me because she said, Desiree, you need to start dealing that you're scarred and you will be scarred for the rest of your life. You need to look at yourself, because I wouldn't look at myself in a mirror, and my husband would put pictures up on me from past commercials and shows that I've done, and he just said, God made you like this. We're believing this is how you're going to look. And so I think as Christians we need to recognize we're allowed to say no to people. And I told her, no, I'm not going to look in the mirror.
Right.
And I refused to, because I didn't want to identify with a scarred person. I wanted to identify with the fact that God was going to heal me. And I continued to look at the pictures to see myself that way and to trust God for a miracle, which is what had happened. And this was a pretty miraculous time, because I was at the Sherman Oaks Burn Center for 10 days, and the first few days I didn't have the strength to lift a Bible or to move.